Hello and welcome to the Irishman, the daily, everyday podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 20.
Never missed a day.
Netflix movie, The Irishman, and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons. I'm here with my very good friend Jesse Kramer.
Nice to see you, Ryan.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, we made it through a whole week of Mins.
We did. Oh, God, it really feels good to be talking to you on the show again. No, truly, I admire the project you've undertaken. I don't feel like I've been short on the praise this week.
I appreciate that.
It's also just been really great to just spend some like real quality time with you.
Thank you. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
This movie is really good, believe it or not.
Are you starting to feel that way? There were a whole bunch of Mins in the middle where I felt like you did not like the movie.
I have said this a bunch. I think I even said this a couple of days ago. I think I said it in this week. But I'm really, really looking forward to, as I've said a number of times on the podcast, the final episode, the big sign-off, is going to be one solid 3.5 hour recording of the entire movie.
I honestly
can't wait. Because I really think it's going to be an enjoyable experience to like relive some of these moments that I watched
it's
for the first time.
It's kind of a time capsule.
Have not seen since the beginning of the fucking pandemic. Mm-hmm. But then also getting to like experience it in the time frame it was meant to.
Yeah, you'll have kind of a dual experience of like the movie itself, but also like your place in that timeline throughout watching it.
So
why don't we just jump
that's
in?
All to say that it's good and I want to jump in and I want to watch the next Men.
Okay, so we have Robert De Niro, Frank Sheeran on a plane.
He's on the plane.
He's not looking good. I was gonna say yesterday, but we got into a different topic that like I think that's something that is hindering his performance is the CGI. Because you can just even see in this still frame, like, a little gloss. He just, like, it doesn't look quite right. And he is giving a great performance.
He is also, it's very tough, right, because he is anxious right now. Which we're still getting through the editing and just through his body language. But, like, anxious is a very, uses very specific face muscles, mm-hmm. I feel like, that are being recreated here, like furrows of the brow, right, that are sort of like being recreated here in a way that looks not realistic.
I think that's an argument to
you know
be
what I'm
made
saying?
That like whether doing something like, first of all, not really putting a lot of any CGI de-aging into just relying on makeup or casting a younger actor. I mean, there's a lot of discussion for that. For your 3.5 hour finale episode, I think that might be an interesting topic.
I'm going to not talk. It's just going to be the audio of the movie. Okay,
should
we do
issues? Let's do it. All right. Let's do it.
All right, so we're 2 hours, 35 mins in, and I'm going to start the next min right now. God, oh my God, he looks miserable right now. Is he gonna start to cry as this plane takes off? Okay, we've now cut to a shot of the window. He's looking out the window. He's seeing this town car, menacing looking, really, with Joe Pesci in it. Now we come back to him. I think he might start crying before. Nope. Wait, so are they going to make him, like, actually pull the trigger? Is that what's happening right now? They wouldn't actually do that, right? Okay, and the plane lands. And he walks off. Oh, God. And that's the men.
The men is turned. The men started with him getting basically on the plane. The men end with him getting off the plane. This is a transitory men to end a week on.
Transitory men. I know. We've had some really good Friday mens.
Uh-huh.
I want to give it up to Friday mens.
It's interesting that
some of them have been some excellent like cliffhangers into the next week or, you know.
So how are you feeling? Like, just honestly about the movie right now, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling like we are really, you know, if you look at I feel like we're really getting into the turn of Act 2 into Act 3. It is like right around the corner. And then it's going to be a real spiral downward into... We've confirmed that he is talking to no one in the old folks' home.
In the old folks' home, right.
So mm-hmm. the whole frame of... The whole narrative frame of this thing is him babbling to nobody. Right. All of this exists in this babbling to no. So we know that this is being told. This is being lost. This is an ephemeral babbling of an old man. So I think we're really going to start to see the tying together, the connections of his experience going through all of this, and how all of that got reduced to, you know, old man babbling in an old folks' home to nobody.
No, I mean. It's fascinating to watch you uncover all
I think
this
now thing. It's very clear that that's where it's heading, but how specifically it happens min to min, I think is going
like,
to be
would,
like...
Okay, so rate your optimism for the next mins.
Optimism like, if for you feel, what? Like, enjoyment?
Well, yeah, and just your general...
It's impossible to truly enjoy this like, movie in this format. That's the whole issue.
I would be lying if I said that I'm not using The Irishman to occasionally check in on your mental health.
My mental well-being.
And
yeah.
I want to make sure that you're enjoying yourself, because here's the deal. This is a great project. You have interesting things to say about it. And I think, what's your level of optimism right. going next?
Here's how I'm generally feeling about the project is by the end of the recording session, right, the week of Mins, I feel good having done it. Mm-hmm. I always dread starting it, but having finished, you know, actually watching it and ingesting it and talking about it, and that's fun. So I think
I've had a great time doing it with
good.
You.
So I think my general, do I feel optimistic? Yeah, I do think it will be. Optimistic in terms of it being fulfilling when it's done. Yeah. I know it's going to be fulfilling when it's done. Optimistic that the movie is going to be a satisfying narrative. Yeah, I think so. I'm optimistic about that. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling optimistic, is how I usually feel on Fridays before I sign off. And then I don't touch it for 3 more weeks.
don't say that. Here I am a fan that's living out his dream by being on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I can just say that I hope if it is in 3 weeks, I'll be thrilled.
Uh-huh.
If it's sooner, I'll be even more thrilled.
Uh-huh.
And if it's longer, it'll be worth the wait. And I really do mean that, like,
thank you,
because I'm always here for you.
I'm here for you too, man.
And thank you for inviting me on. What a fun
thank you
week.
For being on.
What
thank you
fun
for helping
week this
me.
Has been, and I'm excited to go along in this journey with you. And
I will think of you for every future min. I promise you.
Thank you, Ryan. And
if for no one else, then this will have been for you.
It's so meaningful and special to me.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
Okay. I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.